People of Earth, welcome to the Lipstick Aliens Podcast.
Your hosts are two sexy sci-fi fangirls. G'day, I'm Lynn Griffin.
And hey, this is Kat. We're going to get Gabby about TV and movies and technology, and that's all from the perspective of us girls.
Not to mention advice on how to keep your lightsaber shiny. And how not to mess your hair when you walk through a stargate.
So join us in our weekly sci-fi antics here at the Lipstick Aliens Podcast.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
G'day, beautiful peoples, and welcome to an episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. G'day, Kat.
Hey, Lynn. Guess what, guys? I got Lynn back. Woo! We got to give her applause. I've been wanting to get you back on because I think maybe I had you on last year and we talked True Blood or something.
Yeah.
There was a couple, I don't know when it was, but I had you and I had like 400 other people on the line and I didn't really get to talk with you. So today I wanted to talk because, you know, Torchwood is back and we had that little thing going. What was Torchwood called on our show?
Touchwood. And you know what, Kat? They even referenced Touchwood in the first episode. I think they used to listen to us.
They had to have. That was so hilarious. When they said Touchwood, I died. Because you know that was you, me, Charles Cadenhead. He used to write emails all the time talking about Touchwood.
And yeah, boy. I laughed. I thought of you too. I just laughed when I heard it.
So speaking of Torchwood, I mean, you've been watching Doctor Who. We'll get to your opinions on that. Well, we can go with Doctor Who first. But what were you think about Matt Smith so far?
Oh, he's gorgeous. There's a lot of I went to the fan sites and I went to some forums and there's a lot of people going, "Ooh, I don't like him," you know, because they're so used to the last Doctor. But I think he's gorgeous, and I think it's about time they did like a young Doctor, because it's always been the older Doctor. They did get a bit younger with David Tennant, but this guy, as long as he's prepared to do lots of episodes and lots of shows, I'm sticking with him. Because they seem to be, they lose steam, the actors lose steam. So as long as he's keen and he's going to stay with the role, I'm really happy with him.
I'm happy too. I think the first time he was there, I think he was a little rough and, you know, because he was new or whatever. But this past series, series six, it's just phenomenal. I think it had a great energy. I love the story with River. I like Amy. Well, she annoyed me the first time. But do you like her more or Rose? Because you know how we hate Rose.
Actually, she's pretty much equivalent to Rose, but it took me a while to warm up to her, but I'm starting to like her now.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
It's too. because she, the whole love thing, like it wasn't as intense as the Rose Doctor thing, so the whole love thing's not really there, just more of a friend love.
Right.
So I don't have that much viciousness for her.
Yeah, I think the love thing between the Rose and with Christopher Eccleston, that was weird. Because he was, I mean, I liked him. And, you know, I wasn't the same age as Rose. But I don't know, it was just a little weird and uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it was just a bit too intense. So you get annoyed with the companion because you don't want her to be doing this. So,
yeah,
you know, that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of people didn't like her.
Right. And then she's no more, so we don't have to deal with her. But Amy, yeah, I don't know. I didn't like her at first because she was overdoing it. And then, I don't know, she backed off.
Yeah, the whole police bondage outfit sort of got me like, where is this going?
Are you kidding me? You would totally put that on. Take you to a convention, you'd be right in it.
Oh, gee. I'm more steampunk these days.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I really enjoyed this series, but I wanted to talk with you about Torchwood because did you see the Children of Earth?
Yes. Oh, my goodness, did I. And being a mother of three, that really pinched a nerve for me that last episode. Sacrificing a child. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I didn't sleep well that night
when
I
watched that.
It just, like, it really pulled me. It's like, how can you sacrifice that kid, Jack? I want to go and put your eyeballs out and torture you. I could not believe he did that. Surely there could have been another solution than killing that child at the end. Oh,
I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking. It was horrible. And I'm glad they
hit him. I wanted him to die. At the end, I'm going, if this isn't the last episode of Torchwood and if Jack doesn't die, I'm never going to watch it again. I hate him.
Yeah, I hated him too. I didn't want to watch it. And it took me a long time because they say, ooh, we're doing a new Torchwood. It's like, I'm not watching that. Why am I watching it? I hated him at the end. Yanto died. I wanted Yanto to live.
All the characters died. It annoyed me. It was only Gwen and him left. And I'm like, you can't come back from that. Come back.
I don't know how they would. Well, I didn't think they could come back from it because I didn't like Gwen that much. I was just like, what is she doing? I don't understand her. But
I was up and down with her. Sometimes I'd like her and sometimes I just couldn't stand her.
Yeah, yeah. But so did you watch the have you watched the first two episodes of, what is it, Miracle Day?
Yes, I have. And my goodness, I feel like I'm watching another show.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching a totally different cop show. And it feels like a cop show. I don't, you know, the quirky thing he says at the start of Torchwood, and it has Jack's voiceover.
Yeah.
He says, oh, I can't even remember. It's something that I'm going to save the Earth, and we are Torchwood, and we're the last defense of Earth, or something.
Right.
Something along those lines. It didn't even have his quirky voiceover, and it's sort of lost the connection to the universe for me.
Yeah, I can't see it in the Who universe at all. I can't see, I've said this before on this podcast, but I can't see a Dalek. I can't see a Cyberman walking into this. It feels more, yeah, it feels like a cop show, but it also feels like X-Files.
Yes, and I have a feeling it's going to be Monster of the Week, and they're going to go and save them from whatever monster. And I like the quirkiness of occasionally having references to the Doctor in Torchwood, his creatures and the universe. And I just can't see it. I can see the show surviving to a broader audience that have not watched Doctor Who or have not watched any Torchwood.
Right.
So
I think because I don't know what the ratings are doing, but I think it's doing well. And I think if they leave the aliens out and they treat it like a CSI, you know, God forbid, but they treat it like that, or I don't know, something good like Criminal Minds. And you have a pedophile serial killer, you know, they laid it on double with that guy. He's creepy.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I just thought this is totally American now. You've got, you know, the guys getting, you know, killed, and oh, geez, I just thought it's totally lost the connection to Doctor Who. It's turned into an American cop show.
Oh, so it comes to America and it starts sucking for you?
Well, you know, it's been taken over by the company called Starz, that
right.
channel, and that's the one that produced Pornolot, I should say Chemalot, and taking another season of Camelot. So
no, that got canceled. Yeah. No, I heard that Spartacus one was way worse than Camelot or Pornolot. It had like full on male stuff.
What's
showing.
That one? Okay, hang on a second.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't watch it because I saw one episode. It was just too much.
What was it? Blood and guts, or just
it was
porn?
Blood and guts and man parts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like if it gets festy. I'm not into that festy stuff.
But so I don't know. I mean, I'm fascinated by, you know, everybody on the planet not being able to die. I think that's a little fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally. And their reincarnation or not dying, are they zombies technically?
I don't know. Are they the undead or are they well, they're not vampires, so. But,
no, but are they still eating food and pooing? That's what I want.
I think they are.
I don't see them like saying brains or anything. So,
and I don't see them wanting anything strange. Like they don't have a need to drink blood or eat brains or eat raw meat. We don't know that yet.
Yeah, right. And it's very curious. Imagine if nobody dies. Like the planet's resources are just going to be used up.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder how that's going to happen because that's, I don't know, because they were saying like some tribe in somewhere or someplace were taking people, grinding them up and burying them to try to get rid of some of the population. I don't even know if that worked because they didn't expand on it or talk about it any further, because some of the people, yeah, they need to go if they're just using up resources, like the pedophile crying on TV.
Oh, dude, that was terrible. That was shocking. I just thought to myself, well, just, you know, if the electrocution didn't work this week, just keep going every week.
You're so cruel.
No, I shouldn't say that because we don't have that sort of thing in Australia. So.
Oh, because you're civilized.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that. We don't. They just stay in jail for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I don't know. Ugh, we just hang them high here. right?
Yeah.
So we know that the grumpy black guy, he is now going to be part of Torchwood because, for whatever reason, his company thinks he knows too much and they were taking his computer out and all that stuff. Was any of that interesting, or are you just like, I don't know.
I do feel he's the cop. He's the new cop, and he's going to be the one with the connections in the force or in the FBI, or he's going to be part of the cop. Remember, Gwen was the cop, and she didn't really have any connections. She was
was a cop. I did. I totally forgot. She's the worst cop ever.
Yeah. So this is more the American. She was more the English or Welsh style cop. He's more the American FBI cop. So I could see him integrating into the team, but I don't know what's going to happen to him, because if the immortal power gets reversed, I think they're all just going to die.
I do everyone
that was a zombie are just going to drop dead. And I had a feeling that maybe they invented this storyline just to explain why Jack is older and why he aged. Because, gee, he's looking a bit rough, Kat. He looks, because he used to be really young looking, and because they've left it for a while, he's aged a bit. I don't know what he's been doing.
That's mean. You're not supposed to look at him that hardly.
Oh, but I do look at him that hard. But I had a feeling that maybe they wanted to explain why the immortal character aged.
Okay, so. Well, that I never thought about that, but that is a good observation, because, he looks, he's not as spry, give or take, but.
Same jacket.
Yeah. Ugh.
Costuming.
Yeah, I wonder, how does that work? But anyway, he's like the only costumey, weird, cartoony thing in the whole show. If it wasn't for that, it would be straight American and weird, and not.
It'd be a cop show.
Yeah, it would be. So maybe,
Fringe. Fringe. That's
Did you like that?
I've watched the first season. So
it got much better.
I better watch some more then.
If you have time. I think it got a whole lot better. The first season was a little rough. It was all over the place. Then it got really good. So, but you have a cute little baby girl to take care of, so you might not have time for all that TV. She's so cute.
Well, I actually have no time for TV because there's not much you can do.
Okay, well then get on it, woman. But so you know how Children of Earth was a combined story and it ended. I think that's what Miracle Day is going to be. It's going to be. I think 8 episodes or maybe 10 or 5 or just a short amount of episodes. And at the end of it, like you said, everybody's going to die. And I'm still waiting on the depressing part because, Torchwood to me was always depressing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it always was. It was because they're always losing main characters or something really bad was happening to one of the characters.
Yeah. So
I didn't get a buzz. You know how the Doctor always wins in the end?
Yeah.
He could call the whole universe to kick someone's butt. And you just go, yeah. And Torch is like, oh, we just lost a few. Don't worry. I'll pick up a few more later. Yeah, I'm Jack.
Yeah. Let me kill this kid off and so I can, whatever. Oh, that's just, it's gripping and whatever, but it's a little harsh.
I'll watch it just to see what are they going to do? How are they going to get out of this? How's Jack going to become more immortal again?
Or is after this, everybody's going to just set straight and everybody's going to be normal, including Jack again. And if Jack is mortal right now, and he's aging, and things are happening, what are the long-term effects for him? And who would do this? Who would do this? Like, is it, because I had a theory, maybe it was, you remember when Spike from Buffy was on there, he was his boyfriend, Captain John?
Yeah, I love that. So, Kissy Kissy Bang Bang.
Yeah. Everybody remembers that title. But
it's a great fight.
It was. It's a great kiss. I think we like that kiss a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love that episode. Yeah, it was probably one of the highlights of Torchwood.
I think so. So I was thinking maybe it was revenge from him, or maybe it was some shadow government, something or another, UNIT, or I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they haven't mentioned UNIT, have they? They always mention UNIT in Torchwood, and they haven't mentioned it either.
Yeah, we haven't seen or heard from UNIT or anything. It's a little scary. I mean, they made little short references to some of the things that happened on Torchwood, but they were like brief mentions and you couldn't really hear them if you weren't paying attention and things like that. But
yeah, and Gwen doesn't normally say the corny lines like "we're Torchwood." She doesn't normally say that. That's usually Jack, and I noticed she was saying that a bit in the first couple of episodes of Miracle Day.
Well, I mean, I thought that if anyone, you'd like that, because she was holding her baby girl shooting the gun.
I know. I did think it was cute she did put headphones on the baby before she shot.
Yeah, I'm glad, because that was the calmest baby I've ever seen. I mean, they're shooting. There's a missile through the house. Baby does not cry once.
No.
That's ridiculous. I don't think we've ever seen that baby cry. So I was thinking, because Torchwood is so lame and so depressing, that either the baby, Gwen, or Reese, one of them were going to die.
Oh, Kat.
I know it.
Well, maybe Reese, because I said, he's just the spouse. Go away. Your spouse will...
Well, on the I mean, I just thought he'd die already. When he was introduced, I thought, that guy's gone. He has nothing to do. He has no likable character. He's pudgy. He's ridiculous. He doesn't have anything to contribute to the conversation. He's going to die. And he's been living.
Yeah, I know. That was just strange how they brought him back. I think it was a technicality that they just forgot to kill him off last season. It was just left over, so they brought him back over.
Oh, yep. He's going to die. Well, yeah. Jack has a whole new group of people to recruit. He has the cute little Esther Drummond lady who
that head that got turned all the way around, Kat.
Oh my goodness. That was gross, wasn't it?
That was gross. And that was the chick from Dollhouse, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of the better actresses from Dollhouse.
Yeah, I actually think she was Australian, wasn't she?
Yeah, she is Australian.
Yeah. So that was sick, that scene.
I wonder how that's going to work out for her.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully they just all drop dead, because I don't want to see any of that crap. Twisted arms, people. Imagine there'll be like unions for them. We can have jobs too. Our arms and heads may be twisted, but we can still work because we're still alive. You know, think of all the jobs that could be done for people that can move their arms in certain directions.
That is hilarious. Oh, I don't know. So we're just two episodes into Torchwood. I don't know where the hell they're going with it, but I hope
that's what I'm watching. I'm glued to see what are they going to do? How are they going to get out of this?
I don't know. I really hope they speed it up and get some more action, because I don't know. Speaking of heads being turned around, we're going to talk about True Blood.
Oh, my goodness. I love True Blood. Oh, my goodness. I could not believe the season return. It's all about Eric.
Yes. Oh, he's now turned into a baby vampire with no memory. And he's running around naked.
He can come to my house.
Yeah. I'll build a cubby for him and be happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, the last time on True Blood, Eric drank Sookie's fairy godmother.
Oh my goodness. Wasn't that shocking?
It was.
But she didn't care. She wasn't care. She's like, you just killed my fairy godmother. And I was like, okay, come on, Eric, let's go inside.
I know, I thought about that. That was just, she just, maybe something's wrong with Sookie. Well, I mean, something is wrong with her. She's ridiculous, but.
I just think she's a bit blonde as well.
Yeah. So he drank a fairy and was out in the sunlight, and he's lost his memory. Let's back up a little bit. What do you think about how this season began? Because it's very different.
Oh, yeah. The whole Sookie Bill thing is near an end. So I don't like that because it was always them two were always on, and there was always the tension with Eric in there. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, you know, that's all broken up. And now I can see Sookie and Eric together.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. I was a little disturbed that we came in a year later and like a whole year had passed and just 2 minutes had passed for her in Fairyland or wherever she was. And so now we have all these things happening and we have to catch up on everything. I think we are pretty caught up on knowing who's who and where's everybody in for the whole year, but
I didn't like Tara turning into a lesbian. That was a bit gross.
Well, you know, everybody is entitled to their own thing, but it's like her cousin is already gay, so for her to be gay too, it's just like, oh, so everybody's in the family is gay. It's a little tiresome. So
it's a bit out there because I actually wanted to see her and the shifter to be together.
Oh,
I thought they were couple.
Yeah, they had a great flirting session there for a while.
Yeah, so when she was like saying, oh, I don't like guys anymore, I was like, well, what happened there? I didn't like that, seeing that.
Yeah. At least her hair is better. she doesn't have those crazy looking braids anymore. Ugh.
Yeah.
But
I didn't like what happened to her last season where it was the guy from the Tudors who was the evil vampire who tortured her and kept her all chained up.
That sucked. Yeah, that blew. I didn't like that either. And then her character just became a chore. You know what I'm saying? It was just like every time she was on the scene, it was just like, oh God, she's going to cry and she's going to whine about something. And I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And this season, she's a little kind of like, I don't know, she's kind of kick ass, like a slayer or something a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she's got a bit of an attitude. She's a bit broken. She's got a chip on her shoulder. So now she's like, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to, you know, hold a gun and wave it around.
That is all she's doing now, isn't it? So what do you think about the witch circle and what's going on with the witch stuff?
Well, it's quite interesting that necromancers can control vampires.
Yeah.
I found that quite interesting. So I want to see where they're going with that. But I think they've put every mythical element they could into the show.
They haven't done voodoo yet.
They did. The first season there was voodoo.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Tara was her mother.
Oh,
was
yeah, you're right. Okay.
And she had the bad spirit in her or something like that.
Right. I forgot. And, you know, I just watched the first season again like last week, so did a rewatch because I want to see the whole Sookie Bill love thing again because I thought that was really cute the way it was done and, you know, it was just like the feeling of falling in love and it's all gone now.
Yeah. So, and they've made him really hard ass now, like he's the king and, you know, what he says. He doesn't seem to have any compassion. He used to be a bit soft and a bit more emotional. Now he's very hard.
Yeah, he's a politician now, so, ugh. That's kind of crazy. But, yeah, I agree with you about the Sookie and Eric romance, but it's still something in me like, well, what happened to Bill? Is Sookie just going to drop? I guess it's dropped. I'm still not over it.
Yeah. It hasn't closed properly. Right. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
And I find it surprising that Sookie is really taking up for Eric the way she is.
Oh, I think she drank some of his blood, so there's probably a bit more. Maybe she was dreaming about him and all that. So
That's a good, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit leftover blood left in her.
Yeah, but she bit him like way back when they were in Dallas. She hasn't bitten him since, right?
Yeah, no, she hasn't. But there was always the funny dreams, and
right.
You never really know if it was the vampire blood or just her.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't like what's happening with Jason Stackhouse. That whole thing could be all chucked out of the series for all I care.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. Is he going to turn into a werepanther? They left him on the side of the road. Well, first, let's back up. They bit him up.
Oh, that was gross. And the whole man rape thing. Oh, puke. Blah. Yeah. Gone without that whole scene. Oh my goodness.
I could have never. I mean, you know, some guys are really good looking and you do want to get on them, but that's not the way to do it.
Nah, that just made me sick. And just all those skanky people living in that skank hole with all those cars and bombing crap. Ugh.
It was disgusting. You know he's Australian, right?
Yeah, he is, and he actually walks around Sydney, I believe, and people don't even know who he is.
That's hilarious!
Yeah, like he dyed his hair brown. It would have been between the seasons, and he was in Sydney, and my friends said they saw him walking around the streets, and they didn't recognize him at first, but he had brown hair, so no one recognized him.
I guess that would do it. I haven't seen him. Actually, I don't think I've heard him speak or, you know, in his regular accent or seen him with his hair brown. But I found it really strange that he was actually in Australia because his southern accent is really good. It's really convincing.
Thick. Oh, I suppose if you're all around people that speak the same, you start speaking the same.
A little bit. But his, it was just, it's, you don't hear any Australian at all. And I just, because I'm from, you know, Texas and the Southern and the South, and I know what a good Southern accent sounds like. And I was, when they told me he was not from the South, I was just, well, not, you know, Australia's South, but not our South. But I was totally taken aback. It shocked me. So he's good. Yeah. He's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's kudos to him and his acting then. Yeah. Cat's got.
Really? I'm convinced. And he's hot. And he's drinking Jessica's blood, so uh-oh, he's going to have sex dreams about her.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen? What happens when a shapeshifter drinks vampire blood?
Well, I know when werewolves do it, they get high. So he's a werepanther. So maybe he'll get high. But there's not a full moon yet, so he hasn't done his first transformation. We don't know.
Hopefully he doesn't turn into a werepanther, because I don't really want to see him attached to those people. I just want him to get away from them.
Yeah, but it's like everybody else is supernatural, so I think they're trying to make him supernatural as well so he can be relevant.
Yeah, because Lafayette is now like going to be like this witch.
Ugh, that's so crazy. I don't know what's going on with the witch stuff, but it's interesting a little bit, because what do they do to Pam? At the end.
Yeah, my goodness. Half her face came off, or was that like a slug that came off?
No, it was like she dug her fingernails into her skin and pulled her skin off of her face. And then Marnie the witch was like, "That's what you look like, you undead foul creature."
Maybe she can, you know, explode them or something. Necromancy stuff.
I don't know. That's going to get interesting. And I think, well, I don't know what Eric's going to do because he can't remember crap. So I don't think he's going to be the problem. I think Bill is going to get involved.
I can see them coming together. I haven't read the books, but I can see them coming together.
Yeah.
Suki and Bill again.
I think they'll just take. But I heard that people who read the books said that they've deviated so far away from the books that it doesn't even matter if you read them or not, because it's not the same.
Wow.
It's not like it's not like Harry Potter where they kind of keep up with the books or whatever. They say they've totally went off the books.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what's happening then. And it must be annoying to people that read the books then.
Well, they say that really they see the TV show is expanded universe or, you know, additional timeline or something like that. So they're appreciative that they get to see these characters in a different situation.
What about the evil baby cat? What did you think? What's going on there? Jessica gave her the most butt ugly doll I've ever seen in my life to that baby.
Yeah, but that's a creepy doll. They keep trying to throw that creepy doll away, and the creepy doll keeps coming back, right?
So now the baby has it.
Yeah, but I don't understand the doll. I don't understand the baby. Is the baby doing it? Is the little boy doing it? Because, you know, she has two kids.
Yeah, or the ghost of her husband.
Or maybe the ghost of her husband is in her kid.
I don't know. It's, I don't like the whole kid thing. Anything that happens to kids, I don't like it.
Well, he looks pretty happy.
Yeah, he is. You know, chomping down that red piece of texture or something that he wrote on the wall.
Yeah, that's, I don't know what's going to happen with that baby, but I'll be glad when they wrap it up, and I hope it don't spin, you know, too much out of control.
Yeah, little Chucky running around.
I know, that's so gross. Ugh. But let's talk about the gem of the episode, Alcide.
Oh, yeah, he was lovely. Doesn't Sookie get them all?
I know, all of the hot ones.
A vampire, a werewolf. Actually, two vampires and a werewolf.
Right. And does she have anyone else? I don't know. But the werewolf, he, you know, took his shirt off and he was fumbling around with his pants and his zipper.
Oh, we got to see everything in the imagination part.
That was just so beautiful. I think I'm going to try to find a screenshot.
The one where Eric's in the water half naked and then he's standing on there taking his clothes off.
I didn't question that because I was just too busy looking at the dueling chest man grunt fest that they had because they were both doing alpha male. One was growling. The other one was hissing. It was hilarious. And Sookie was like, now, fellas, let's not be that way.
This happens to me every day. All these guys take their clothes off and they just fight over me. It's just such a hard life.
Oh, man. That was some good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was a fantastic scene.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where do you think this is going?
There's too many things. It's going in all different directions. I think Sookie's going to get back with Bill eventually. I think Eric's going to regain his memories and not twig about it. Like, pretend he doesn't know his memories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see that go on for a while. I think the necromancer might kill a couple of characters.
Oh.
Yeah, I also find it interesting that, you know, vampires are like the top of the, you know, the food chain. But now we've got necromancers and they can control vampires. So now it's necromancers are the top of the, you know, the food chain.
That's interesting because she has this person from, I don't know, the Middle Ages or something that's inhabiting her, like a witch that was being burned at the stake.
Yeah, so she's, so it's sort of like a poltergeist or something taking her over, channeling.
Yeah. I wonder what this witch's motivations are and what she's going to do. And I think, you know, because Pam was like, they don't make necromancers like they used to. And so here is a necromancer like they used to be from the old days inhabiting a new witch. So I think some hell is going to be, like you said, they're going to kill some characters.
What's going to happen with this fairyland thing? Like, she's killed the fairy godmother and they're trying to get their people off Earth. So obviously they're becoming extinct. What's happening there? They're just going to
I don't know. They let it drop. And I didn't understand whether the fairies, do they look like, I don't know.
Pretty people or ugly?
Yeah, or ugly like goblins. Are they, is the prettiness just, does Sookie look like that? You know, what? I don't understand the difference between.
See all the vampires run away from her when she turns into her fairy form.
Yeah, because because you saw Claudine when she first popped up and was like, we got to go back to fairyland. And Eric sunk his teeth into her. She looked normal. But when he drained her, by the end of it, she looked like how they looked in Sookie's, you know, nightmare or whatever.
Yeah, descendants from Gollum or something.
Yeah, it looked just like the Lord of the Rings, like a, I don't know what, like Gollum or one of those elves out of Harry Potter or something. They just look really...
Yuck, they're yucky.
It looked like Dobby.
Yeah, they do. They look like giant Dolbies. Yuck. They were yuck. Fairies aren't supposed to look like that. So
yeah, that's why I was like, are they actually fairies? Because I thought fairies, I don't know. They don't look like that.
I don't know where they're going there. If they just stop the storyline, I'll be annoyed though.
I don't know. They usually wrap it up, but... You know how last season where they ended every episode with something shocking?
Yeah, wow, that was excellent. I loved it.
Like at the end, you go, oh. Yeah, they're not really doing that this season, are they? Or am I just not impressed?
The last one, The first episode was, oh, you killed my fairy godmother. That was the last one. I laughed at that.
Yeah, then, but it wasn't as shocking as, like, Bill twisting somebody's head around while he's having sex with him. That's yeah, that classic. Was a bit gross. Or Russell Edgington ripping somebody's heart out and sitting on TV saying...
I met him, Kat. He was at an Australian convention. Brisbane Supernova, Russell Edgington.
Sweet. Was he nice? Did he try to rip your head off?
Oh, no, my friend gave him a packet of Tim Tams.
What is a Tim Tam?
Oh, it's a traditional Australian chocolate biscuit.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool.
Yeah, she gave them to a couple of people.
Well, that's pretty cool. What's going on the Australian convention scene? It's coming up.
Well, it was actually my second convention. I've been to one in Sydney and I've been now one in Brisbane. And I think you might have saw some pictures that I quickly took down. I've got a picture of Starbuck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And the guy that plays Hilo from Battlestar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. My friend gave him Tim Tams and there was a big Tim Tam scandal because she gave him a packet of Tim Tams and then we saw a YouTube thing with these other girls teaching him how to do a Tim Tam slam and they took her Tim Tams. So she was really pissed off.
Oh, God. That is funny.
Yeah. And, yeah, so pretty much it was all cosplay and sci-fi and yeah, it was the first time I had met like an actor that was in a science fiction series that I've watched. So I was pretty floored.
Oh, I thought you've met a lot of people.
Been a famous person? No, I've never met anyone famous.
Oh.
Oh, it was embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I was scared. I didn't want to get a picture with her. I was scared because you come out of the TV. You're real. What do you mean you're real? I haven't met anyone like that before.
That's hilarious.
Australia doesn't have like conventions like the US and we don't get to see like the actors and people that are, you know, in science fiction and fantasy series. We don't see that. And there's a one called Supernova and it's really just evolved in the last 3 or 4 years. And I've only been to 2 and I didn't see any famous people at the first one.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, we don't really get them in Texas either. I mean, we have other stars coming from other stuff. So I just don't go that type of stuff because it irritates me with all the crowds and whatnot. But they should get out to Australia more.
Yeah, it pretty much freaked me out. I got to see some famous people.
I didn't see those pictures. So if you took them down, I didn't see them. I didn't see them at all. Last thing I saw was... you at a Ren Fest or something in a blue dress or something.
Yeah. I'm kind of doing the whole SCA thing. People might cringe, but that's my thing at the moment.
The what now?
SCA.
Oh, wow.
I'm a nerd. I'm white and nerdy.
Wow.
I do archery.
Yeah, look at that. Archery like an elf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Dobby, though.
No, yeah, not those elves, like Lord of the Ring elves, because those elves are pretty, but not the Dobby elves. Because those are more like troll elves. I don't know what they are. They're ugly, but whatever. Have you seen the latest Harry Potter?
I haven't seen it, but I've watched all of them in a marathon recently, except the last one. I'm actually going next weekend to watch it, and I can't wait.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say anything about it. I have seen it, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Okay, I haven't actually read the book either, so it's all going to be like a surprise.
Oh, that's a gift. That's going to be, it's, yeah. Wow, I can't wait to hear you, what you think about it. What else are you watching? Because we're going to wrap it up, because I don't want to hold you forever, but are you keeping up with Eureka, or what else are you watching?
Not Eureka. I'm sorry, Kat. That died a long time ago for me.
It's not for everyone.
Been watching all the fantasy that's come out lately. Like, I've watched Camelot. I've watched Game of Thrones, which I love.
What did you think?
Love it. Love it. I haven't read the books.
Me either.
But I totally love the series. And I love the ending with the dragons. I just think that's really awesome.
Yeah. I would think that it would be like a bit much for you because it had a lot of nudity. It had some weird crap. It had incest. It had...
Yeah. Well, the guy from Stargate as like this, you know, the horse guy. That sort of threw me. I had to sort of cringe a bit at that.
Yeah, that was disturbing because we used to see him as a happy-go-lucky, grumpy.
And I used to like him. I was crushing on him. And then when I saw him in this character, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, no, he's gross now, isn't he? I don't like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I was crushing on him. Stargate Atlantis, I used to think he was awesome. Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
now it's just, well, he's coming out with Conan the Barbarian, so maybe we'll fall back in love with him.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that. That sounds good. Magic of the Seeker. They killed it off. I loved it.
It was one of my favorite shows.
I think you'd just like it for the costuming. There was so much costuming.
It was. It was so much costuming, and it was just a fun. It's because I miss Xena and Hercules a lot. And it had that same feel.
Yeah. And those bondage chicks and those outfits with those screaming vibrators or whatever they
are. Mord Sith screaming vibrators.
They were.
That, yeah, but you weren't supposed to notice that.
I've pretty been Falling Skies. That's been a bit like Starship Troopers.
Oh, so you do watch that. I didn't know if you watched it or not. But yeah, it is. It's like post-apocalyptic, generic, whatever. But I like it. I mean, it's watchable.
I think it's actually picking up. Like, it feels to me like that series is picking up, like the storyline.
Right.
Yeah, I did watch The Walking Dead, that series.
Did you? What do you think?
Well, the first episode, I couldn't see the storyline going too far. Like, what are you going to do? There's zombies everywhere. It's just going to be you running away all the time. So, but they actually, yeah, that surprised me. They pulled out a storyline from it. So I'm going to watch the second season if it comes out again.
Cool.
I'm not sure if you've been watching it, Kat. It's called Lost Girl, and I love it. And I love it.
What is it?
Yum. Lost Girl. It's a fantasy one. It's a guy from the Tudors that was a noble in the Tudors, and yeah, I think his name's Christian Reed, and he's a werewolf.
So in the TV show?
Yeah, in the TV show, he's a werewolf.
Oh.
Lost Girl. Watch it. It's going to be Lost a second season. Okay. Yeah, it's 30 more days until season return. It is a girly show, but I like it. I love it.
So does it air? I mean, is it on BBC? Is it an American show? What is it?
Yeah, it's an American show, and I slightly...
Okay.
You know where it is.
I will find it and procure it. I've never heard of it.
Lost Girl. I love it. It's about a girl who's a succubus.
Oh, gosh.
It's a pretty girly one.
Okay, well, if you can make a succubus with werewolves girly, if Twilight can make vampires girly and sparkly, I'm sure that this will be cool. Yeah. Did you?
It's based off a comic.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a graphic novel. It's based off a graphic novel. And on the website is some of the comic. There you can read some of the comics.
That's cool. Did you watch the remake of Teen Wolf?
Oh, I'm watching it. I like it. They actually did well. I usually cringe, Michael J. Fox and the furry stuff. But this Teen Wolf, they've actually, the special effects, they're convincing. They're not tacky.
Really? Because I just stopped watching it. I mean, I didn't watch it at all. I was like, well, it's MTV. I'm not going to watch it, but it's good.
I actually thought, Merlin, after I watched the whole series of Merlin, and I cringed all the way through, right?
Oh, it was cute. I liked Merlin.
It was teeny boppy. For me, it was too teeny boppy, too shiny, too sparkly.
And what do you think? I mean, because Camelot was teeny boppy, but then Camelot was a little adult, and what are you going to do?
Yeah, I like the adult. I didn't.
Okay. Yes.
And I like Merlin. God, he was hot on Camelot. Ooh. The Merlin on Merlin is totally different Merlins.
Yeah, they are. So tell me more about this Teen Wolf.
You'll like it. You think, oh my goodness, not kids at school again. I just can't watch kids at school. But
yeah, no,
you know, it's Buffy, it's Twilight. You think, oh my goodness, I just can't watch the new kid at school again turning into some mythical creature. But it's actually exactly what happens. He turns into a teen wolf. But I really enjoyed the special effects. the morphing into the wolf, and the storyline. It just kept me going. I just thought, oh, my goodness, is this really, you know, is this really happening? I like it. I love the show.
That is so surprising because I haven't heard a word about it. I haven't heard anybody talking about it at all, and that's
actually
surprising.
It's really well done. It is aimed at teenagers, and I just thought, oh, it's not going to be another teeny bopper fling, but it's not. It's really good.
That is interesting. Is it True Blood or Vampire's Diaries good, or is just Buffy good?
Vampire Diaries goods.
Okay.
I put it up Vampire Diaries. It's not like True Blood, but definitely, and it's definitely got some gore in there too, so it's not too kiddie. It's not too shiny, not too happy. It's pretty good. It's very good.
That is awesome. So
MTV, yeah, they rock. It's a pretty good series.
Because I haven't watched MTV in years. Because I watched when they used to make music. I mean, play music, and now it's TV shows, yeah. Which is weird.
The only MTV show I watched, you better not get too shocked, it was The Osbournes.
Okay, I watched that. I watched that too, and it was hilarious.
Just as how crazy, that's all.
It was. It was just ridiculous. But I love Kelly. I love all of them, so I'm not going to give you crap about that. Okay, well, anything else you're watching, Lynn? That you want to tell me?
I'm watching so many shows, it's ridiculous. I'm watching this really quirky one called Haven. And they've just returned.
Oh, God. Oh, you're killing me. Let me tell you, this is a guy. It's this guy named Daryl that comes on the podcast a lot. And he defends Haven like you wouldn't believe. I told him I didn't want to watch it because I thought it was crappy. I thought it was like, what was that thing with Michael Anthony Hall, like on the USA Network? It was just, I don't know. I didn't like it because I thought it was boring. And he would always tease me. He's like, well, you know, Caprica got canceled and Battlestar Galactica and SGU got canceled, but this show is still on. And you didn't tell me about Haven is good, girl.
Yeah. Oh, I don't. It actually takes a couple of episodes to warm up to it, Kat. You got to do the 5-episode thing to like it.
Five episodes. I maybe done 4.
It reminds me of a kiddie Australian show. It used to be called Round the Twist, how someone in their quirky town has an ability and is being a bit naughty, so you got to tell them to stop it and to control their power.
That is so... I usually like most of the shows that you like, and if so many people are telling me that it's good, maybe I'll give it another shot. I'm so upset.
Yeah. It's small town. It's small town superheroes.
It's a very pretty show. I love the scenery, but that wasn't enough for me because it's shot in like Nova Scotia, which is a part of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was really pretty.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching Haven. That's just returned. I'm watching that new one, Alphas. I think they just had the pilot out.
I didn't like that one. It was boring to me. Did you like it?
It was basically Heroes on Crack.
That's what I said it was generic Heroes, but I agree.
Yeah, it was just Heroes. I am getting sick of, this person's got a superpower and this person's got that superpower. It's getting a bit
old.
Same-ish. Yeah.
I'm hating that. What else?
Well, I was upset that Sarah Jane died. I was watching at the end of what she filmed, the Sarah Jane Adventures with the kiddies. Okay. I had to sit down and I had to explain to my children that there's not going to be a third season because Sarah Jane was sick and she's not making any more.
That's horrible, Lynn.
It was. Oh. My kids are going, oh, more Sarah Jane! Because, you know, only 9 and 11, so, you know, still little.
Oh, because I love that show. I've watched it from the first time the doctor, David Tennant, was on there. And I've been watching it ever since. And I really liked it because it was Doctor Who, but it was light and fun and you didn't really have to think, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mr. Smith, she had this computer that did everything, Kat. Yeah. You and me would both love that. We want a Mr. Smith.
I need a Mr. Smith. and a canine. But
yeah. I watched another quirky thing that I'm not sure if you watched it. It's called Bar Karma.
Seriously. I'm doing a blog post on that. I've watched all of them. I loved it.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Yeah, I just thought it was really unusual. You know, you know how cool is it to go to a bar? You know?
Yeah, and you're in time, different time and space, and it's just there.
Yeah. So I finished that. I've been watching some British shows, 2 seasons of it, and I think it's called Psychoville.
Okay.
It's very, it's really rough as guts to watch, and it's really psychotic.
Rough like it's how? Got, like psychotic how? Like
it's got like clowns with, you know, missing hands and...
I wouldn't be really able to watch
quirky,
it.
really quirky stuff.
I don't do the crazy clowns. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a two seasons of 6-part series. Another British one that I watched is called Misfits.
I've been told to watch that.
Group of unemployed people who gain magical powers in a mystical hailstorm. Yeah, while they're all cleaning because they're in trouble. Because they've got some sort of community service or something they're doing. And they all get magical powers and do weird stuff. So,
Misfits, have you been watching, is it Outcast? Or...
Oh, yes, I watched the whole series. I loved it. And they canned it. What are the BBC doing? God damn it.
They cancelled it?
Yeah, they cancelled it. Not coming back for a second season.
Oh, because I watched the first episode and I didn't get it, so I stopped watching.
Oh, you got to watch it all the way through. It is a bit slow, and I think they're trying to do too much too fast.
Well, it doesn't matter now if it's cancelled.
Yeah, it gets cancelled. It's the guy from Battlestar.
Yeah, he was on the Jamie Bamber.
Yeah, he was in it, so that's what caught my eye.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been watching too much. It's what happens when you've got little children. You can just, you know, watch lots of sci-fi. I've been watching Sanctuary.
Which one? Sanctuary. Oh, you kept up with that too. Because you remember we used to watch it on the website. And
we used to pay for it. We used to download it.
Well, you pay. It was like $3.99 an episode, and it was webisodes only. And they did it like out of their garage or something.
Yeah, and then it got picked up and it got really popular because it was a good concept. I like the idea that they, you know, used to capture them and put them in this little sanctuary.
So what do you think about season 3? Do you think, because like sometimes I watch the show and it's every episode is so wildly different.
Yeah, there was an annoying camera effect, which I wanted to kill them for, where they would split the screen into three and they'd be doing 3 different activities at once. Ugh. Do you remember those episodes?
Yeah.
And it was like, all through it, and I'm like, I can't stand this special effect. I cannot stand it. Please stop doing this. I think it was like 2 or 3 episodes I did that.
Yeah, they stopped being cute. I really hated when they went to India and Will had to do like Bollywood dancing.
Oh my goodness, what the hell? Let's talk to some chicken summoner and let's get everyone in India to do the Bollywood dance. That's what you do here, isn't it?
That's what he did, and I didn't get it. It was so horrible, and I didn't understand Big Bertha, and I didn't understand. But they dropped it at the beginning of this season, which I'm so glad.
Yeah, that was really painful.
Yeah,
it was kind of weird, the whole Big Bertha thing. You know, these creatures that are humans that are creatures in a special, strange area or mystical place.
The underground, whatever.
Yeah. I did enjoy them going to the sort of the Jules Verne inspired underground to find her father. I thought that was quite interesting.
You'd like that because that was like from the time they saw it in the library, it was all very steampunk and it was very.
Yeah, I loved it. I love that. I want them to keep going. I want them to explore other dimensions or other places. I thought that was great because, you know, it was part of Earth and it was underground and, you know.
Yes.
Very Jules Verne.
Yeah, I really liked it. And I don't know, the show isn't for everybody. Not everybody raves and rants about it, but I keep watching it and I really, really like it.
Yeah. I think I like, you know, the Bigfoot guy. And
you know, the Bigfoot guy is the same as the Jack the Ripper guy. They're the same actor.
What? Oh, no, you shattered my illusion. I had no idea.
I didn't either. I had no idea. If you listen to his voice sometime when he talks, Bigfoot guy, you'll hear
it. About height too, aren't they?
Uh-huh. You'll hear it.
I had a feeling it was a real skinny guy with padding on because his muscles moved that didn't look natural. You know? I used to look and I think, is that like a big beefy guy or is that like a skinny guy underneath with padding? And
now
I think
you it know. Was
like, oh, okay. Shattered my illusions.
Sorry. I thought it was fascinating because I didn't know it. I just didn't pick it up.
Well, maybe because that, you know, we watched it when it was on the cheap and they couldn't afford another actor, so they just stick another one in.
Right. And so, and that guy has been in Twilight and movies, and I didn't think he'd be as dedicated to the show as he is. And he's, because it's like, oh, where's, you know, the Jack the Ripper guy? I want to see more of him. And we've been seeing him the whole time.
That's yeah, wow. Two-part role.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
So I've been watching a lot of sci-fi then, a lot of sci-fi and fantasy, and yeah, so I've been watching heaps, Kat.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Well, I'd like to check back in with you at some point, you know, so keep your podcast gear dusted off.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, you know, I'm not working at home with baby, so you know, I've got a lot of free time.
Awesome. Well, I got a little bit of free time now. I know, like, when we were doing stuff, both of us were working and school and all this crap we were trying to do. So now we have free time again. Guys, that's our show. Thank Lynn for coming out to support us. I had so much fun. I loved it.
Yay! That was fun.
It was fun. Give us your feedback at 773-336-2686. That's 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment, scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. We're on Facebook at scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party with the lipstick aliens next time. Bye.
Here we are.
End of line.